This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
Nothing yet new in the Buffalo School Board's response to allegations by a Buffalo police detective that the district is mishandling abuse cases. We have more from WBEN's Zach Penkew.
The Buffalo Board of Education did not select a third-party firm to investigate allegations made by Detective High after spending more than 4.5 hours in executive session. Instead, the board voted 6-3 to expand the scope of the investigation. President of the board, Dr. Kathy Evans-Brown, explains.
Additional allegations have come to light, and the board would like to expand the scope of the independent investigation. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Buffalo Board of Education will expand the search for an independent investigator and the scope of the investigation. The board will receive responses from prospective firms within 7 business days of the posting, with the goal to vote on the selection of a firm as quickly as possible.
Zach Penkew, WBEN.com News.
All right, Zach, thank you. The Bills' 2025 schedule was released last night. The team kicks off their season at home on Sunday Night Football against the Ravens. That game, September 7th, 8:20, kickoff against Baltimore. 5 primetime games in total this season, 3 of them at home, including the opener. The final game of the year, set to be a home game. Sunday, January 4th, against the Jets. Obviously, big game out there for anyone looking to commemorate the last season at the stadium. But got our full look at the schedule. Do you have any thoughts on what you saw?
You know what? I love that there's no holiday games like Christmas, Thanksgiving.
I think
happy
that's a
about
big
that.
One.
I'm just looking at it. There's 7 1:00 games. I always like that.
And, you know, 425 is
too.
Not bad either.
Right. I'm fine with that, too.
I mean, 5, it could be worse with the primetime games. I don't love that you've got a couple right off the bat. Like, that's
right.
It's for the past few years, I've noticed this. It's tough to get into a groove, so to speak. I don't like, there used to be a thing. All right, Sunday, 1:00, the season's here. We're all going to whoever's house, And it's like you have your crew back together. It's like, right. All right, you know, like we watch games with maybe not everybody all the time, but
you're right.
Maybe not every game. But if we get together, we watch games. It's like these 8, 10, 6 people, you know, however many it is, all together. When it's 8:20 Sunday.
I know.
It's then you got a 1 o'clock. Then it's
8:15
on a Thursday. All right, 1 o'clock again. Then it's 8:20 on a Sunday again. Then it's 7:15 on a Monday night. Then it's a bye week. I don't think it's until week 8. That you'll start to get into that, like, all right, hey, everyone together to watch the Bills game.
Yeah, you're right.
If you don't go to the games, it's going to be the final slate of home games at the only stadium that most Bills fans know, WBEN's Brayton Wilson, here with more on that.
Owner of Barnstorm Sports and Entertainment and longtime sports business executive John Simperman says this upcoming football season in Orchard Park is an opportunity for the Bills to relish in the lasting memories of Highmark Stadium.
There's 50 years of tradition, 50 years of memories of the Bills in what was Rich Stadium, now Highmark Stadium. So it's really important, and I think the team will do a lot of events to commemorate, again, those memories and those players and those traditions of the Bills.
Simperman has been fortunate enough to help close and open 3 different venues in his career and has a good idea of what the Bills will have in store to bid its longtime home a proper farewell. Simperman expects the final season at Highmark Stadium to come with plenty of emotion, especially the more the season progresses.
These are traditions that are carried down from generations. So even though the team is just moving literally across the street, you know, there's traditions on where you tailgate and the friends you meet and all the communal parts of going to a game. So I think you're going to have some emotion. I'm not going to say necessarily tears, but definitely have emotion because those are traditions that have lasted a lifetime for many fans.
More of Simperman's thoughts for the farewell season at Highmark Stadium can be found online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
So you hope the game on Sunday, January 4th, as of right now, that's when it is, against the Jets. You hope it's not the last game at the stadium because you want to host some playoff games. That being said, it is, we don't want to call it that. I think a lot of people are assuming we won't call it that. You know, we're thinking we'll get at least one playoff game. You know, you can't take anything for granted, but that's the hope. But I think it really will be the emotional send-off to the stadium.
Because it's the last regular season game at the stadium.
It'll be the farewell. When you're playing a playoff game there, I think everyone's a little too focused on the game, the results. You want to move on. You want to win a Super Bowl. I think that's going to be the time when people like, you know, I mean, knock on that bleacher one more time. You know, let me, you know, you kind of shed a tear for the loss of the old stadium before you move across the street.
I think people are going to want to be at that game just for that.
I mean, it's the Jets, so we're going to win. And, you know, you don't have to worry about it. They stink. Always have, always will.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever change. So, you know, you kind of have a opportunity to go around, smell the smells. Ugh.
Wipe a few tears. Take it in one more time.
Yeah.
In other news this morning, President Trump in Qatar yesterday. The visit coming after they offered to gift Trump a 747 luxury jet that the administration claims will be used as Air Force One. House Minority Whip Catherine Clark.
I think Donald Trump is already sending a clear message. The White House has a big for sale sign on the lawn. Whether it is through his meme coin, whether it's through accepting, I mean, I don't even, lavish doesn't really seem to even cover a $400 million plane that it certainly at one point he was thinking of keeping after his presidency for his private use.
The legality of such a gift has been called into question by lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, and questions remain as to how much it would cost to retrofit the jet to operate as Air Force One.
And California Governor Gavin Newsom introducing his $322 billion budget proposal this week. He said California is facing a $12 billion budget deficit. And in order to close that deficit, he's proposing pausing enrollment of undocumented low-income immigrants into Medi-Cal. That's the state-funded health care program starting next year. Here's Lauren Toms.
Laurel Lucia was shocked to hear that Governor Newsom is walking back one of his signature policies, free health care for low-income, undocumented immigrants. At UC Berkeley, she's studied the impacts of Medi-Cal's expansion and says freezing enrollment could create greater problems in the long run.
Hospitals will have more uninsured patients, as will clinics and other health care providers, and health care providers will have less revenue, and that means a weaker healthcare system for all of us.
Now, the budget there, mid-June is usually around the time that they pass the budget. Normally, we wouldn't talk about the state of California's proposed budget here in Buffalo, but I thought it was kind of interesting as a somebody who might have an eye to the White House in just a few short years, starting to kind of roll back on some of the more liberal proposals that have gotten a lot of praise during his time as governor.
It is definitely pretty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Interesting.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Partly sunny skies this afternoon with some scattered showers and thunder showers developing inland away from Lake Erie. Temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, clouds on the increase. It's going to be muggy tonight with overnight lows in the low 60s. On Friday, we start with showers and storms, otherwise partly sunny with temperatures in the low to mid 70s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Howard Simon in studio with us this morning, our favorite sports guy around here. And we're talking about the Bills schedule release, the wait finally over. They released it last night. So how is the schedule settling in?
By the way, I just noticed what you're wearing today. Are you going to be working at Starbucks?
Could be.
You have a black T-shirt on. I thought, is this a solidarity thing?
We are in solidarity.
Okay. Right. You're wearing black. Yeah, but yeah. I'm in gray. Sorry, I didn't get the memo. But
you would never make it.
I'll give you my drink order when we're done.
All right.
I'm sorry. What was your first question?
How is this schedule settling in with you?
That's good. It's fine. Yeah. I mean, we always make ourselves nuts over schedules, but I think the thing that initially stood out is, of course, you'd look at the first part of the schedule and go, it's very favorable on paper, as opposed to a year ago. When the schedule came out, we looked at the first six games and thought, wow, that's really hard. I'm trying to remember, there was a bunch of night games. There was the, you know, road game with Baltimore. There was, I forget how it all played out, but we were thinking, man, if they got 4-2 in the first six games, that would be acceptable. Like, I'm sure the most optimistic fans are thinking they're going to be 7-0 facing Kansas City. But, I mean, worst case scenario, you would think no worse than 5-2. So I like it, Susan. I think it's on paper. It's an easier first month and a half, and you'd look at it and go, Where's the gauntlet? There's no obvious stretch where you go, oh my goodness, that month is going to be brutal. So I think it played out nicely.
Come on, the Patriots and the Browns back-to-back. You don't think that's a gauntlet?
Yeah, you're worried about that one, Brian?
That's right.
I mean, if you look at it, I mean, you might, that inside the Kansas City to Cincinnati stretch, it starts the Chiefs at the top of that, the Bengals at the bottom, but in there, you know, at Miami, Tampa here, I mean, at Houston could be a tough game, right? They should be good this year. At Pittsburgh, we don't even know who their quarterback is. So that's the other thing, too. I don't think there's anything you would look at and go, well, they better build up a bunch of wins, because when they hit this stretch, it's going to be really hard. So I think it's fine. We kind of expected the Bills to have a lot of night games.
Do you look at this differently now in your retirement era?
Oh, yeah.
Than you did back then? Because I'm wondering it would be one thing to look at it like, all right, you know, Bills, you got the Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, like really, Panthers, it's time to, you know, get off the bat early. I'm more, when I look at the schedule, I more look at the times and home or away more so than I look at the opponent based on how I'm going to set up. Have you transitioned to that yet?
Yeah, I don't care as much. No, I mean, I would when the schedule came out, I didn't want any night games.
Yeah.
I hated the Bills playing on holidays. I never wanted them to be on Thanksgiving because that's a family day, obviously. Right. I would always look and count how many Sunday 1 o'clock games. I'm old school. I'm older, so I'm in my routine. So anything that's not Sunday at 1 o'clock, 4:30. All right, so the game doesn't end until 7:30, 7:45. Mm-hmm. Then I got to do my notes. I got to listen to the postgame show. I got to write an article. Now it's going to be, I'm not done till 10. So I would always look at it based on my work schedule. Now I'm just, okay, fine, whatever.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and I don't worry.
We looked at it this morning as, oh, wow, the first six games, four of them are night games. Ooh, and we have to work the next morning.
That's not good for people who have to be on the air at 5 a.m., huh?
Yeah.
It's not ideal.
Well, I really feel bad for you, too.
But I was saying, too, it's not great for the getting into the flow of a season. It's what I like to call it. Because there's something about Howard, the opening game, 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
It's nice.
You're getting together with everyone who you think, like, all right, we're going to watch games together. This time. It might not be all of us at the same time, but I'll be watching games with you people for the next 4 months of my life.
Yep.
And you can all get together, enjoy it, and then you get into a groove and you get a couple weeks in a row. It's like, all right, this is nice. You got a nice little routine there. I'm going to tell you, 8:20 on a Sunday to kick off the season, I'm watching this game alone on my couch.
Well, that's not a problem for me because I never allow anybody to watch games with me.
Really? You're just...
Never. Even in semi-retirement.
Really?
Never. Oh. I go in my bed because I'm still working. I'm still taking notes. I'm on Twitter. I'm working. Okay. I have to. I'm not a good person to watch a Bills game with because I get upset if things aren't going well. I don't want to have a conversation during football, right? If you're watching with friends, you're all talking during the game.
You're missing things.
Absolutely not happening. I don't want anybody talking to me. Don't bother me. Don't come in the basement. Leave me alone. If I hear my wife walking down the basement steps, I will yell at her and say, go away. So, Brian, it's not a problem for me because I'm not social during the games. I get to the biggest problem with the schedule that week one is you got to wait until Sunday night. You waited however many months for the season to start. Thursday, there's a game.
Yeah.
Sunday, there's games. You're sitting there at one going, come on, I want to see the Bills already. I got to wait till 8:30.
That's right.
So that's the only problem with that first Sunday
night.
Tough
to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What about the last game, the last regular season home game against the Jets, January 4th. What do you think that's going to be like?
Well, I don't think it'll be, I get it, it's the last regular, but it's probably not the last home game,
right? We hope not, right?
They should be in the playoffs. They should win the division, which would get them at least one home playoff game. So I did not look at the schedule and think, who's that last home game against? Because there will be another home game. So I honestly, Susan, the thought never crossed my mind on what will that be like. That'll be it, because I fully anticipate at least one more home game.
See,
after that.
To me, that's the goodbye. Because if you're at a game in the playoffs, you're so nervous, you're focused on the game,
right?
You know, the outcome, will you move on? You're marching toward the Super Bowl, and all the focus is on this. To me, that Jets game whether or not there's another game, I'm going to assume, too, that there will be another game.
Yeah.
That's the opportunity to be like, all right, you know, soak it all in.
So that's when you're going to remove your seat and leave the stadium with it.
That's the hacksaw game.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure you're going to start taking souvenirs, maybe grab something out of the bathroom.
But
I
that's
don't
like
know.
The emotional goodbye, because let's face it, you're playing the Jets.
Right.
Come on.
Could be, you hope it's a meaningless game, by the way, that the division's wrapped up. Maybe the one seed is wrapped up and the game means
nothing.
You could
go into that game not knowing whether it's the last game or not at the stadium, which
Very
would be
true.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe you're right. It might be, that might be where Bills fans decide to have like the final tribute to the stadium, because a playoff game will be a completely different. If that game means nothing, playoff game, you'll be all keyed up.
Is there one thing you'd want to take from the stadium?
You know what? Somebody, we were talking about this last night. At the Bisons game, like, what one thing would you take? And I was trying to think of something. I don't have an answer for you. I was trying to think of something like media related.
Right.
Like, I didn't broadcast the games. If I did, it would be something from the broadcast booth. I mean, you know, a chair I sat in the press box? No. I mean, the video board would be kind of cool, actually. I
think that'd be nice. Great over your TV.
That,
in my backyard.
What is that?
Right by the pool.
Nice. I think
that'd be really, or a Sony?
Well, I like Sony, but I'm flexible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the video board would be really cool to have, actually.
That would be great.
Yeah.
It might be bigger than you imagine, though.
The AFC Championship trophies, are there? Can we have memorabilia?
I don't know if that works out. I don't know.
I think they should keep those.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking that probably, there will be a Wall of Fame in the new stadium. If not, they should take those down and give them to the players. Like the, where their names and numbers are, like, just take that off when you remove everything in the stadium. Like, let Thurman have his, let Jim.
I think
he'd
be stunned at how big it is.
Right.
I don't even know how big it is. That's, like, how is it, like, the size of one wall here? Or
I think it would, one name would take up that entire wall.
Really? Because obviously it looks tiny on television.
Right.
But it never occurred to me, I wonder how big those slabs are, whatever you call them.
Put it on the side. You're on the Wall of Fame, right? I'm just going to put your name on the side of my house.
Wall of shame. Yeah. What would you guys take? What you would want, a urinal, probably. Right?
I was going to say a trough.
A trough.
That's the easy answer.
You know what? That's a great answer.
Set it up
now
outside,
when you have parties,
make a drain
at the house,
to my neighbor's yard.
That's
we're
right.
Good.
You don't have to rent like a porta potty. You could just set the trough up.
Yep.
That's right. He's right. You?
I'll take a field goal.
You want the uprights?
Yeah,
you want one of the uprights?
Maybe
the
even
full
part
upright.
Of it.
Could you imagine putting that up in your backyard?
I can see you and Tim walking through the parking lot carrying this with your kids. Like the four of you just say, hey, all right, open up the back of the car.
The birds are doinking off of it. And
Have it stick out the back, a little flag on the end so nobody hits it. Yeah. I love
that. All right. Howard, always great to have you in.
Nice to see you, folks.
Thank you.
All right.
Howard,
see you
Simon
in football season.
Helping us break down the Bills' schedule.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.